Let's take another look at Sister Zinyi's question on male circumcision and HIV. After observational studies provided evidence that male circumcision might be preventing HIV acquisition, a few RCTs were conducted to confirm the results. In one trial, 3,274 uncircumcised HIV-negative men aged 18 to 24 years who consented to HIV testing and counseling were enrolled in this randomized controlled trial in Orange Farm, South Africa. The researchers randomly assigned men to one of two groups. The men assigned to the intervention group had circumcision right away. In the control group, circumcision was delayed for 21 months. The researchers conducted HIV testing after 3, 12, and 21 months. The primary outcome was HIV incidence. HIV incidence was 0.85 cases per 100 person years in the intervention group and 2.1 cases per 100 person years in the control group. Relative risk was 0.40, with a 95% confidence interval falling between 0.24 and 0.68. The p-value was less than 0.0001. This means that circumcised men were 0.40 times as likely to get HIV compared to uncircumcised men. This is the same as saying that circumcision led a 60% lower risk of HIV or a 60% protection against HIV. As such, the trial confirmed the preventative effect of male circumcision on HIV acquisition.